The back room of the Clausen Memorial Museum is packed with paintings and lovingly crafted objects to be shown to the hundreds of Little Norway festival goers set to pack the streets of Petersburg. Cindy Lagadakis, the museum's director, painstakingly logged all of the pieces local artists handed over. Lagadakis enjoys sorting through the many painting and photography submissions, but, she says, it's also fun to see the three-dimensional art that people around town came up with.
Jean Curry brought in some items that I haven't even completely gotten to look at, but she makes wind chimes, and this one's made out of a fishing float. And then she's put a little, looks like a little shell Nautilus design on that, and it's really pretty.
Some of the submissions are a nod to the generations of Norwegian fishing families who emigrated to Petersburg around the turn of the century.
Like Robin Roberts came in with this, and it sounds like she just makes them occasionally. It's a little knitted bird, and it's kind of in Norwegian theme. So he's got a Viking hat on it, and it's a Norwegian or a Scandinavian, almost looks like a sweater pattern.
The art show's participants are as diverse as the mediums they work in. Lagadakis points out a detailed landscape painting of a waterfall.
This one was made apparently by a young person. I think she said she was 9. Lily Ellis. It looks like the water is moving in the piece when you look at it. Maybe even a little Northern Lights effect there with the pink on the horizon, and you can see the stars in the sky. But it's very pretty.
One of the standouts is made from someone who has never shown her art at all. Hoopy Davidson is a retired school bus driver. She brought a series of embroidery samplers, which depict Alaskan wildlife, a Canada goose, and a puffin. She gave a tiny demonstration of her technique, called Russian embroidery.
And I'll punch it through, and it comes out like that. So you've got a hoop on the top. Come on. And you pull it up so it stays just like that. See, okay. I'll punch down here, like that, and I'm just punching. I'm punching my design. And so this is what a Russian embroidery is like. So you sit there and you've got a design.
Davidson says she's fortunate to have learned Russian embroidery from a group of women she calls the real deal, a small Ukrainian sewing circle she joined when she lived in Kasilov on the Kenai Peninsula.
A friend of mine, her and I went to take their classes, and they refused to speak English, but they did know, oh, that's not right. They knew that because, you know, oh, they'd pull out my thread and you redo it.
But, Davidson says, her persistence paid off, just like it did when she started working on her chess set, which she's had in the works for nearly 40 years. As a child, Davidson says she pined for a big chess set. In high school, she took a class to learn how to actually play the game. In adulthood, Davidson wanted to work as a flight attendant for a German airline, so she moved to Germany for language classes. There, she drew inspiration from the design of Teutonic castles, as well as a more contemporary German tradition of repurposing table legs for woodworking crafts. All of her chess pieces are made from the hand-carved and painted legs of tables and a piano. It took her almost 4 decades to complete the set.
Throughout my 37 years, I've had deaths in the family. Mm. I've had, raising kids. I also started driving a school bus at that time. And I didn't feel like working on my chess set when I got home. So that's kind of what took place on why I couldn't finish it within a year or, you know, two or whatever.
Certainly, just 37 years happening.
Oh, a lot of things. And I still had hope that I was going to get this done.
The exhibit will mark the very first time Davidson has ever shown off her artwork. She says that she's one of many artists in Petersburg who are reluctant to put their pieces out there, and that the event is a place where the community can come together and take that creative leap. In Petersburg, I'm Shelby Herbert.